But first, there are often disagreements within a religion, as some members are more progressive and others more conservative. And rifts in the Catholic Church have seen brighter time in the spotlight since Pope Francis was named to lead the faith in 2013. More progressive Catholics are pleased with the emphasis on being good stewards of the environment, for example, while conservatives have expressed fear that the religion is on its way to an apocalypse. A recent piece in La Civiltà Cattolica, co-written by Antonio Spadaro, criticizes some conservative Catholics for being too hardline and focusing on a black-and-white battle between good and evil. With me to put this into perspective is Catherine O'Donnell, Associate Professor of History at ASU. She specializes in U.S. Catholic history. Catherine, how much of an impact has Pope Francis had on the direction of the Church and what I'll label as infighting?
I think Pope Francis has recaptured the attention and to some extent the imagination of both Catholics and non-Catholics in the United States. And he has engaged in topics such as environmentalism and inequality, ecumenism or cooperation across denominational lines that feel to many progressive. At the same time, he is a doctrinally orthodox Catholic and has also made clear he's not going to change certain what he considers essential tenets of the faith.
We're seeing, at least from the outside, that there is seemingly more disagreement between progressive Catholics and conservative Catholics, and maybe more agreement between conservative Catholics and those who may be called evangelical Christians in general. Is this a different sort of period than we've seen before? Were there other decades in American Catholicism where you did see maybe strange bedfellows or infighting as well?
My inclination as an historian is to go quite far back in time. Mm-hmm. And of course, during the colonial period and at the founding, Catholicism was really considered the enemy of not just Protestants, but of America itself. Mm-hmm. And this came out of an English tradition, and Catholics were understood to be creatures of the Pope, that they would not be loyal to the country and that they would lack the independence of mind that was needed. So for a lot of Protestants throughout much of American history, religious liberty actually was defined against Catholicism. And Catholics, especially in the very early period, actually had to argue that they were in fact Christian. That's how deep those divides ran. And this continued really through the election of Kennedy. Norman Vincent Peale argued famously that Kennedy was a danger to American culture. So it really is quite a switch. And of course, from the point of view of the Vatican, which has a very long chronological worldview, it's really quite startling then to see this alliance between evangelicals and Catholics, especially in a political format. But I hasten to add that Catholics have never been a unitary bloc, nor have evangelicals.
When it comes to the Catholics not being in a bloc, were there certain things that Catholics tended to disagree about a century ago that are totally different from today? Or do we see things sort of cyclical in a sense? You mentioned the environment, you mentioned in terms, and I'm sure undocumented immigration is a big issue as well in the Catholic Church.
Environmentalism is a newer issue. Stewardship is an old issue, but to cast it as environmentalism is quite new. Catholics a century ago, especially as you had a large wave of migration from Ireland and Germany, tended to cluster with the Democratic Party. And that just made some Americans even angrier, insisting that everything they'd said about Catholics not thinking independently was correct. The Catholic Church historically is an ancient transnational institution. And it has tended in the United States for both strategic and I think doctrinal reasons to have a very welcoming view of immigrants. And so that clearly does not ally with a certain political view, which now some Catholics, along with many other Americans, including evangelicals, take. So in that sense, I think that is a new development and something that clearly caught the attention.
Can any of us, frankly, the way that any church writes its teachings, can we live in this modern world? Do we all have to sort of, I don't want to say take shortcuts, but modify our behavior in some way?
It's a wonderful question, and I'm answering as an individual, right? Not as a spokesperson for a church or for a history. And I think that question actually lies at the heart of Father Spadaro's piece and the response to it. So what the authors of that piece are arguing is that the secular world is in fact different from the world of religion. And it's a mistake to feel that one's political activities, even one's civic activities, can truly be done on behalf of a doctrine or a church. Doing that, the authors argue, leads to a kind of dualism. You're either with us or you're against us. And also to a false sense of confidence. People who have reacted in anger and I think hurt to that article suggest that they feel as if they're being criticized simply for being faithful Catholics, for pursuing these traditions, traditional teachings about marriage, for example, that have been a part of the church for a long time. I would just add that Jesuits, and Francis is the first Jesuit pope, and this is a Jesuit journal that this piece came out in, are famous, some would say infamous, for balancing doctrinal orthodoxy with a certain flexibility and tolerance. And I think that's what we're seeing here, but it is an ancient, and I think you're suggesting, and I agree, irresolvable argument.
Catherine O'Donnell is an associate professor of history at ASU. She specializes in U.S. Catholic history.